From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ross Terrell. The governing board of the University of Missouri system is asking to hear students about racial issues at the Columbia campus. The University of Missouri Board of Curators announced today it wants student input during a Friday meeting. A release from the board says curators want to hear about minority students' experiences on campus and issues raised by graduate students. The meeting follows student protests and one student's hunger strike over the administration's handling of racial issues. Two top administrators resigned earlier this month following the protest. The university has also been criticized for abruptly cutting health care subsidies for graduate students, which were later reinstated. Some long-standing agreements with Planned Parenthood were recently canceled amid legislative investigations that looked into the university's relationship with the Columbia Clinic. A group of students at Missouri State University say they'll protest if the university doesn't address several concerns, including instituting a zero-tolerance policy for hate crimes. The Springfield News Leader reports the students also have several other demands, including personnel changes, naming rights to the Plant Diversity Center, and an audit of multicultural services. The students say they also want the university to issue a public statement by December 1st that includes acknowledging systemic racism in higher education and instituting the zero-tolerance policy for hate crimes. On Tuesday, the students gave their list to University President Cliff Smart, Dean of Students Thomas Lane, and Vice President of Student Affairs Dee Sisko. Smart says the university is taking the list seriously and wants an ongoing dialogue with the students. MU Women's and Children's Hospital became the first hospital in mid-Missouri to offer low-intervention birthing when the hospital on Wednesday introduced a new natural birthing program and two new large birthing rooms for women who prefer less medical and technological intervention. This is in response to an increase in natural at-home births in recent years, noted by Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Medical Director Courtney Barnes talks about the delivery options now available at the hospital.
We have a very deep birthing tub. There's a large shower that is not restricted by walls, a birthing chair, there's mats, there's birthing balls, there's a sling so that you can hang from the ceiling and take pressure off of your lower back.
Trained midwives will be in the room with expectant mothers to provide coaching, advice, and support. Four members of Missouri's congressional delegation want the Army Corps of Engineers to take over remediation of the Westlake landfill site in St. Louis County, saying the Environmental Protection Agency is moving too slowly in addressing concerns about nuclear contamination. Senators Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill and U.S. Reps Ann Wagner and William Lacey Clay introduced legislation today to put the site in the Corps' formerly utilized site's remedial action program. An EPA spokesman declined comment on the bill but says the agency will announce a decision for remediation of the contaminated soil by the end of 2016. Authorities say 30 iPads owned by Columbia Public Schools are being held as evidence by law enforcement in various investigations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 10 iPads are in possession of the Boone County Sheriff's Department and 20 are with Columbia Police. Boone County Sheriff's Department Detective Tracy Perkins says a majority of the devices were used to share sexually graphic conversations or videos. Perkins says one investigation involves a school district employee and the rest involves students either as a victim or suspect. The school district owns 12,000 iPads that were provided to all classroom teachers, 5th and 6th graders, students in advanced placement courses, and Battle High School students. District spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark says not all of the iPads held as evidence are from investigations that started this school year. Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.